Thank you. Absolutely. Last year, for instance, I was able to, I wrote a bill. It was a constituent gave me the idea. And so down in our area, being a rural area, there's not a week that goes by that the school buses, cars pass school buses with the arm extended when they're picking up children and letting children out. And if you remember, a little over a year ago, a family of three siblings were killed in northwestern Indiana when a speeding car passed a school bus. So I was able to draw this law up, and we just suggested that, well, maybe if we, for passing a first-time offense was $150 and a second-time offense was $500. So what if we just increased these fines? Because, interestingly enough, there were people out there that were having reckless driving tickets and they were getting them scaled down to, passing a stop school bus, which is a terrible idea. So I was able to present this bill. I was able to, and it passed. So we basically just simply doubled the fines, and then the exposure that bill got was amazing. And then also it had a lot of debate, because a lot of the Chicagoland legislators, they've got this philosophy that more fines cause income disparity. So we had a very heated debate on this based on that precept, and it was interesting. Late last summer, when I was in an event in Chicago, I had a representative come to me, and they sit there and said, "I don't know if you know this, but your anti-tax and your conservative methods obviously don't always fare too well for Chicago." So they said that bill was brought to the floor to essentially humiliate you. And they said, because of the way that you conducted yourself, you didn't demean any of these people were coming at you. I mean, we had about an hour and 20-minute debate that can be seen on my Facebook page. And then many people in our district are like, "Oh my gosh, what's the matter with these people?" But they were trying to trip me. They were trying to get me to say something and fire back at them in a demeaning way, which I simply never do. So I earned a little bit of respect there. And I had people, some of the people on the other side of the aisle afterwards coming up to me, and they weren't necessarily saying this is a good bill. They said, "You did a good job handling yourself. Thank you." So the bill passed with a veto-proof vote. Take a look at this year. I've got two bills that it's important to understand that the Republicans are in the super minority. And, we got there over time. We got there over time because too many conservative Republicans have been trying to compromise with Democrats, and they've been doing that for the sole cause of earning power and just being able to be left alone in primaries and in general elections and stuff. So I see that as a big problem. And so keep in mind, we are in the super minority. So, we don't even have to show up to the Capitol to do business. There's enough of them to have a quorum and move on. So, so that's kind of what I've been trying to. Sometimes we help kill bad bills. So for a Republican to be a part of a good bill, it's not necessary. They don't need us, but to then to reach across the aisle and try to convince them why this is going to hurt our area. That's kind of the mission. But interestingly enough, I've got two bills that I'm working on right now. One of them is the 5119, HB 5119. It offers a tax credit to foster care parents. And a very, very cool thing is I've had two leading Democrats contact me and want to be a chief co-sponsor of this bill. So we're still working on it. There's a few things they suggested to clean up, and they've made perfectly good sense with me, so we're making some amendments to it. And I'm excited about that. The second bill, and I'm sorry, the number has escaped me, but as a teacher, there's this thing with the EdTPA where they have to, so they graduate out of college, and then there's several tests and other obligations they have to get their teaching license. One of these was started in 2015, and it's called the EdTPA. That's where the teacher records themselves and in a classroom, and then an out-of-state organization that's ultimately owned in England goes through all this rigmarole and decides whether or not, this person's qualified as a teacher. We have a teacher shortage. My situation is I trust, number one, EIU, for example, Eastern Illinois is one of the leading graduating colleges of teachers, that if they're going to graduate someone out of the teaching program, they're ready to teach. And then obviously the education system is set up and intended for local government, the school board, you know, to take over after that. I have no problem with, you know, going into subject matter, making sure a teacher's qualified there. So anyway, my other bill, which has also garnered some support on the other side of the aisle, is the bill to end the EdTPA. And with that being said, I was also the lone Republican last year that got onto a bill with Sue Scheer to end the basic skills test, another test that we believed was unnecessary for teachers. And I was influential in doing that once I signed on as a chief co-sponsor of that bill. After I sat in a committee and I listened to testimony, I thought, wow, this makes sense. I signed on with Sue Scheer. Many Republicans began to ask me, why in the world are you doing that? I explained it, and because of my experience as a school board member, we were able to garner enough votes to pass that bill. So in a nutshell, those are two bills last year and two bills this year that I'm kind of excited about, and more so this year because of the people that are reaching across to me, you know, wanting to be part of these bills and working with me on that. So there's where your bipartisanship, you know, can come in as we fight to live within our means, which is very important in Illinois, and we can do. I'd like to focus my priorities on education, our roads, and our Medicaid issues with seniors, students, children with disabilities, and our veterans. And we can very much do that, but we have to hold our government accountable and quit just throwing money at every problem such as we do.